From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. and Russian leaders discuss Syria and Ukraine. Presidents Obama and Putin met late Monday on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session, agreeing they must help defeat the Islamic State group and avoid military confrontation in Syria. But they disagreed over the country's political future. Earlier in his remarks to the General Assembly, Mr. Obama said the U.S. is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia, to resolve the Syrian conflict, but it can't be allowed to return to the status quo.
Well, Assad and his allies can't simply pacify the broad majority of a population who've been brutalized by chemical weapons and indiscriminate bombing. Yes, realism dictates that compromise will be required to end the fighting and ultimately stamp out ISIL. But realism also requires a managed transition away from Assad and to a new leader.
The Russians see Mr. Assad as a bulwark against extremists and oppose his removal. The two leaders discussed Ukraine in the throes of a conflict between government and pro-Russian separatists. The interim leader of the Central African Republic, Catherine Samba-Panza, left early from the UN General Assembly to return home because of renewed sectarian violence. Reports from Bangui say dozens have been killed in 3 days of clashes involving Christians and Muslims sparked by the death of a Muslim man. There were protests like this one where people set tires on fire and demanded UN peacekeepers and French soldiers leave. At least three people died when protesters marched to the presidential palace. The CAR erupted in violence in 2013 when Muslim rebels seized Bangui, leading to often brutal attacks and reprisals between rival Christian and Muslim militia. The country has been led by a transitional government since last year. Elections are scheduled for October 18th. This is VOA News. A possible Saudi-led airstrike targeting Houthi Shia rebels instead struck a wedding party in the country's southwest, killing nearly 40 people. Many of the victims were women and children. Dozens were wounded. A coalition spokesman denied any involvement, insisting no air operations have been conducted in the area for several days. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani left New York for Tehran Monday, cutting short his visit to the UN General Assembly so he can take part in a ceremony for dozens of Iranians killed in a stampede during the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. About 170 Iranians are confirmed dead outside the holy city of Mecca. Hundreds more are missing. In his first speech to the UN General Assembly session Monday, Cuba's President Raul Castro said full normalization with the U.S. will not occur until Washington lifts the trade embargo, ends what he called the illegal occupation at the Guantanamo Bay military base, stops destabilizing broadcasts to Cuba, and compensates its country for economic damages. President Obama has voiced support for lifting the embargo, an act that must be, requiring congressional action. There are reports of fresh clashes in the northern Afghan city Kunduz, where security forces surrounding the city have begun attempts to wrest control from the Taliban. The seizure by the Taliban Monday is a major setback for the year-old unity government and Afghan security forces, says RAND Corporation South Asia analyst Jonah Blank.
This is not merely the first time that the Taliban have taken Kunduz. This is the first time they've taken any provincial capital since they were ousted from power in 2001.
General Murad Ali Murad, the deputy chief of army staff, said military reinforcements have arrived in the area and surrounded the city. Monday's fighting left dozens of Afghan security personnel dead or wounded. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe, in his remarks to the UN Monday, urged other nations to invest in economic development in Africa.
Africa is not looking for handouts. Rather, it is looking for partners in massive infrastructural development, in creating and exploiting the value chains from the God-given natural resources, and in improving the quality of life of the continent's citizens. The entire world stands to benefit from an economically empowered African continent than from one emasculated by deprivation and with an over-dependence on others.
Mr. Mugabe again called for a permanent Security Council seat for an African nation. In Taiwan, at least two people are known dead after Typhoon Duan passed over the country for several hours late Monday. Hundreds have been injured and thousands more left without power. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.